Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Sorry, I got all caught up in everybody's eclipse posts on social media.
So many pictures.
So many.
I thought about it for a second, and then I couldn't figure out if it was safe.
I did. Would you like to see?
Oh, Lordy.
Whoa.
Was it safe?
Yes. That box of glasses I bought, which we used and were quite effective, included two lens filters for your camera. So I attempted to take a picture.
Oh, cool.
And it looks like crap, but I tried.
But it's, you definitely,
I got it.
I can see the effort.
Thank you.
Yeah, you really tried.
Put the F in effort right there.
My daughter said that when she was looking up at the sky, she's eight. Cora said she looked up at the sky and it looked green to her in her glasses. So she and her friends kept calling it a green banana. And they're like, it's moldy. And I'm like, it was not green.
So the sky was still sky color, but the sun to her was green?
Yes. And I'm a little concerned. I'm like, what glasses were you using?
It just kind of looked to me like it was kind of ashy. Like, because it was kind of a gray filter.
I guess. Maybe right? That was it.
Yeah. But not really green.
I know.
I maybe like, have her eyes checked.
Yeah. We were all like, it wasn't green, but thank you for sharing.
I did sincerely enjoy, although it got a little overboard. We just had ABC on when I got home.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in the path of totality, which is a word I had never heard before 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And now I will never hear for another, 20 years?
Path of totality.
Path of totality. But it was freaky cool how Ginger Z's talking to somebody at a football stadium and then all of a sudden it's night. Like it went like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because there's just enough sun coming before the moon goes right in the middle.
I was waiting for that.
And it's like somebody turned the light off. It was the coolest thing in the world.
I really wanted that here, though. Like, I could tell it was different, right?
It felt like the backyard got a little more dusk-like.
Yes, and
so I noticed
cold.
That.
Did you feel the cold?
I heard we dropped about 3 or 4 degrees.
I felt that.
That's cool.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, it's kind of chilly.
The house kind of felt like a cloudy, rainy day as it was happening.
Yes.
Right? So you can kind of feel that ambient temperature go down.
Mm-hmm.
But now neighbor Barb and I are texting each other. They asked me if we would be so kind as to push them in wheelchairs for the next one. Like, we're going to go to the path of totality and we're traveling together. We just have to be their caretakers.
That sounds fun.
As cool as I witnessed that on television, then they had Vermont was the last place ABC was at David Muir.
Oh, yeah.
Handsome man.
So handsome.
And the scientist he was with commented that the moment it went light switch dark, all of the birds immediately went to roost. They
really?
Were just like birding around like birds do. And then the lights went out and they're like, bedtime. And you could physically see flocks of birds go because they thought it was nighttime.
We got to go back.
That's just
time to go to bed, guys.
Because that's how they're wired by the sun. They don't have watches. They have little bird watches.
It's time. Bedtime.
Bedtime, boys.
Oh,
girls. Let's go.
I didn't even wind down.
Yeah, I loved watching the moon come across and it was neat to see the less and less of the sun. But that's the one little part I missed out on was that totality component.
It feels like night. Yeah, it really never did.
And just for most towns, it was about a 2 to 3 minute event. And you could also look 100% without the glasses. When it was at that.
What?
At that moment, you watched whatever that stadium had 20,000 people. You could just see them all take their glasses and just look up. And it was just this little ring of fire.
That's wild.
I know.
Oh.
So.
It was a cool celestial event. And 20 years.
You had just left and I was about 10 minutes behind you and I was walking around the building like, you guys, I got glasses on my desk. And
oh, good. You handed some out?
I did. I said, you got to go out there. It's neat. I described it as neat.
That's perfect. It was very neat. Okay. It was so cool to look up and see them through the glasses.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, that's it.
That was it. Yeah. Shannon's like, I got to call at 2:00. I'm like, let's go out and look at one more time.
One more time.
That's pretty cool. That's neat.
That's neat.
Yes.
I know. My daughters were both like, it was just a long time to be outside. Well, you got out of class for like 20 minutes.
There's nature and
you got to be with your friends.
Yes.
Hello.
You didn't have to focus on historical dates or math.
It got boring after a while. Sorry, Eclipse. We'll appreciate you more next time. 20 years, baby.
That's this computer generation, Claire.
Yeah, exactly.
These kids on their
these
computers.
These dang iPad kids.
Oh, you iPad children.
You iPad
screen time has corrupted you.
And maybe you've got meetings today, and maybe there's like that one person in the office who you know is going to say something, and they can always just get a rise out of you. We talked about this in a meeting one time. If you want to kind of disagree with somebody, but not be impolite. We had a coworker who's like, oh, I lived in Texas. And you know what they always say in Texas is they say, oh, bless your heart.
Oh, thanks for that idea. Bless your heart.
Yes.
Which is a way of saying you don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's not bless your heart. It's like, oh, you're stupid. And
it's
we
not
all
even
know.
A backhanded compliment.
Yeah.
It's a thinly veiled insult.
So somebody put together a big list of insults that aren't offensive, which I really appreciate. If you're like just exasperated, you might just sigh and say, oh, sweetie, bless your heart. Or you might say, what an odd thing to say out loud. I like that. Or you know what? That sounds like something you'd say.
I like that sounds like something you'd say.
That's good. I admire you and your enthusiasm.
I gotta say, you really liked your idea. There's one.
I like how much you liked your idea. That's good.
Add that to the
I'm
list.
I'm adding it. I admire how you don't let your limitations affect your confidence.
Boy, you just say whatever you think, don't you? I don't feel like I'm insulting. I feel like I'm being supportive.
Exactly. Yeah. They have a ring of support to them.
Yes.
But it's an insult.
It's maybe not so thinly veiled.
Maybe not.
No.
Maybe not.
Those are good to have in your back pocket.
We're just going to keep these handy.
For Tuesday meetings,
you
for sure.
You seem to be very good at these.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
So there I am, REM sleeping.
REM.
Rapid eye movement.
Love REM.
Deep into a lucid dream. And all of a sudden showing up in my dream, Coach Bluteren.
What?
Jan Jensen.
How? What?
Yeah.
And you knew it was them.
I was either in a hotel, a parking garage, or an amusement park. Because call three, we're somewhere in the scene.
Uh-huh.
You have those moments like, yeah. I don't quite know why I'm here.
Or then like I suddenly shifted and now I'm here.
I was compiling little bits and pieces of whatever the last 2 days were. Shannon and our friend Quinn were involved. So I felt like I was either, like we were on vacation, like because they were coming back from vacation. So All those things are there. But I just remember waking up laughing, thinking, even in my dreams, like, I can't get Caitlin Clark to show up. She's so popular. My brain won't manifest Caitlin.
She can't.
Lisa Bluter got the autograph of Paul McCartney at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and wanted to show it to me.
What?
And Jan Jensen was so excited to show me that autograph. But I don't remember if I asked about where Caitlin was or just waking up, capturing what had just happened in my, you know, conscious, subconscious.
And still in awe and wonder, the fact that Caitlin Clark still did not show
Caitlin
up.
Caitlin Clark did not show up.
Even in your wildest dreams.
In the dream, right. Yeah, I could be able to manifest anything. And she's that popular. Like, I'm good. That random man in Eastern Iowa, I don't need to, no. It was just weird. I had just read about the big event that's happening at Carver, so I think that was still on my brain a little bit right before I went to bed. It's just, I always love where those little nooks and crannies and bits and pieces form what your brain makes to be at least a loose storyline. So it kind of made a little bit of sense why they were there. But then it was like, no, Caitlin. Now, she'll be there tomorrow night.
I should
point out, yes,
okay.
It's the entire team.
You've got to give us.
She just did not make my dreams.
Okay.
So, that was
so
just
close.
Weird. I thought
so
it was funny.
Close.
I know.
It was really cool yesterday, that kind of big celestial event. And it was kind of fun because, you know, you went outside and usually on a Monday, I wouldn't really see folks, but it was a lot of people outside.
My neighborhood was hopping.
Yeah.
We have a lot of, we've got a elementary school and a church. They just have big parking lots,
a
lot of space to just kind of sit back and watch.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Because it was just like, you know, just people I didn't even know. I'm like, oh, you're home during the day. Who knew?
Or you made sure to be home yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever it was. So everybody was kind of out experiencing things. And as we said, you look up and then it's like, well, did that.
Well, neat.
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 How neat. So I took my paper glasses and I put them in my pocket and I decided to go for a walk, just get into nature. So I went over to Morgan Creek and it was just after totality for us, which was not total. So I was like,
partial totality.
It was cool. But then I was like, I want to see how it affects like the birds. And as I was walking, like I could hear a lot more like croaking from the frogs. And I didn't know if like, do they think it's twilight?
You don't get a lot of croaking during the day, Claire.
Not usually.
So yes, they must have thought it was twilight.
Okay, good.
Right?
Okay, so then that's evidence.
Yes.
And then I saw this bird. And at first I swear to you, I thought it was so majestic. It must be an eagle. But it was a hawk. A big hawk that kept swooping. And at first I was like, oh, wow, this is so cool. And I was filled with like, at first I thought it was patriotic, but it's like for your state. So then I was like, is it statriotic?
Your statriotism.
I felt so statriotic in that moment. I put my hand over my heart as I was walking.
But then did you pledge allegiance to Lisa Bluter then? What'd you do?
I was so caught up in the moment and I was trying to follow it with my eyes. And then it went like behind my head to where the sun was. And I'm following it. And I was like, no!
No! The Iowa DCI investigating a shooting by Cedar Rapids police officers left one man dead, another wounded. Cedar Rapids police called to a residence on the northeast side about 6:30 Saturday night. Report of a man who was armed and making homicidal and suicidal statements. Officers found the man, plus a bystander, the person who had called in requesting assistance. The armed man has now been identified as 40-year-old David Vanderham of Cedar Rapids. Police say Vanderham had a weapon and refused commands to drop it. Three officers opened fire when he pointed the weapon at them. Vanderham dying at the scene. The bystander taken to the hospital with multiple gunshot wounds. Names of the wounded bystander and police officers have not been released. A coalition that supports Iowa's longstanding bottle bill says 29 counties in the state now have nowhere to take back a can or bottle. There are no redemption centers. Remember, what? Stores were given the option to opt out, yeah, as long as there was a redemption center within a certain geographical distance, uh-huh, of the area. I don't know how people are interpreting the law. The other takeaway from this is there are some companies that are still required to do this. 143, in fact, across the state. Only 8 are in compliance. And most people don't know you can file a complaint against that store if they're not doing it. But people don't know who to go to. The answer, by the way, is the Iowa Department of Natural Resources.
Oh, I was going to say, who's the filee?
So now the debate is probably not this session, but the next session is, did we create a little bit more of a mess? And will they just now repeal the bottle bill altogether, which would then take the 5 cents away? So we'll see where that story goes as we follow along. Moving into sports shorts. South Carolina's victory over Iowa in Sunday's women's NCAA championship game had a preliminary audience average of 18.7 million people on ABC and ESPN.
Wow.
Peak viewership was 24 million. That is the biggest, that is almost, what did I see? 80% bigger than last year?
Seriously?
It's a huge number.
80%?
The only sporting events in the U.S. to draw bigger TV audiences since 2019 have been football, the World Cup, and the Olympics.
What?
The audience numbers are expected to increase when Nielsen releases their final numbers today.
That's incredible.
Uh-huh. And I saw this on the side. So everybody is pretty much sure that she's going to play for the Fever, Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
I saw that the Las Vegas Aces have moved a game. She hasn't been drafted yet.
Yeah.
But yet the Los Angeles Aces women's basketball team has moved a game to a bigger arena because they're anticipating more ticket sales.
Really?
And I saw an ad, and I do not remember the team, and it's the GOAT, whoever the best women's player is right now, versus the Rook. And there's a silhouette of a player with the number 22 on it.
Stop it.
So they're already using her in advertisements for the WNBA, and she hasn't
even been drafted.
She hasn't been drafted yet. That's this next chapter, right? We're now moving into the next chapter.
This is going to be nutty.
Just keep watching this thing. Where is this thing going to go?
Where is it going to go?
I know one thing. It's going to be in Iowa City. University of Iowa Athletics Department will hold an end-of-season celebration honor the Hawkeye women's basketball team 6 p.m. tomorrow night.
Okay.
Carver Hawkeye, doors an hour before. So just know, though, 5 o'clock, Carver Hawkeye, Kinnick near a hospital. Traffic's not going to be fun.
No.
I might want to get there a little earlier. Now that I think about it, I didn't see anything in the news release about parking. do your own due diligence on that one.
Good luck.
I want to make sure that you get there.
That's going to be packed.
Know exactly where to park. What's got us feeling all right? I know it seems like forever away, but we're going to get to the summertime. 3rd of July, 4th of July. Are we the only city in America that has two huge fireworks displays, one on the 3rd and one on the 4th?
I don't know.
The 3rd of July is thanks to the Cedar Boat Club. This is the longstanding nonprofit. They put on this Ellis fireworks show in Ellis Park along where all the boathouses are on July 3rd. To pull that off, it's 100% privately funded. They have to make and raise money. So they all put their chips in on one large event, and it is coming up this Sunday. They basically do a full afternoon and early evening silent and live auction.
Wow.
So they're going to take over the Double Z Bar and Grill, which is over there in the Ellis part of the world.
Yeah.
Starting late afternoon, people can show up. You got to register to be a bidder. And then, you know, walk the tables, put down your bids, put your paddle up. You'll be assigned a paddle. Everything I saw, they have like a really cool water slide if you own a boathouse. To like a really nice outdoor grill and patio set. They have a ton of stuff. A lot of art, a lot of collectibles. Everything you need to know about this fundraiser, cedarboatclub.org. It all goes to support the fireworks coming up on July the 3rd. It's your patriotic duty.
Absolutely.
So get out and support that fundraiser. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Yesterday was sentencing day for Jonathan Majors in his assault case against his ex-girlfriend, Grace Jabari. He is not looking at any jail time. The judge required him to participate in a domestic violence program for a year, and then he has to attend therapy sessions during that time as well. He also issued a permanent order of protection against contact between Majors and Jabari. Any violation of that leads to jail time. But right now, jail time not on the table for him, which is huge.
Oh, for sure. Now you start to wonder, how does this impact him as an actor?
Right.
Right.
Well, he's already lost the...
It sounds like Disney, he and Disney, I think, are gone.
Yeah.
I don't think that's coming back.
Reignite that. But it's...
He was having a moment, though. He was picking up a lot of shows and movies at the same time.
He really
you
was.
You kind of see these actors when they kind of hit a trajectory.
And will this cause a stall out?
Yes.
Or is this just a moment of...
Or see in a year.
Revival.
After he goes through what's been court
the training,
ordered and then see where we're at.
Ex-girlfriend visibly looked upset on the ruling, but judge ruling, that's what it is. Late Sunday night, unfortunately, Morgan Wallen once again letting the liquor talk and made some poor decisions. At 11 p.m. in Nashville, Morgan Wallen threw a chair off the sixth story of a bar that belongs to Eric Church. It's his new bar. It's called Chiefs, and it's on Broadway.
Did you say Sunday?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the CMTs?
Yes, it was.
Why wasn't he there?
Don't know.
Okay.
He was busy throwing chairs off of bars.
Gosh.
The chair landed a few feet away from two police officers. And honestly, he's very lucky that no one was killed. If you've ever been in like downtown Nashville, there it's kind of like Times Square. Like there's people...
It's
everywhere.
Like Times Square meets a little bit of the Vegas Strip.
Yeah.
It's a lot of neon... A lot of bars in a row and a lot of people.
And he just chucked a chair off the roof willy-nilly. I don't know if he was trying to hit the police officers or not, but witnesses say he was really lucky. They saw him pick up the chair, throw it, and then he was laughing afterwards, which is not a great look.
No.
He was then booked, of course, by the Metro Nashville Police Department on 3 counts of felony reckless endangerment, 1 count of misdemeanor disorderly conduct. His bail was set at $15,250. He was soon released because that's
how it works.
That's fine. He can meet that bail, no problem. He has not commented yet, but he's got a smiling mugshot. I'm like, this is just seriously, dude. Seriously.
I understand that bad boy country persona. This is not it, right? You could be a little bit more outlaw.
But we've already done this, right?
Yes.
Like, you've already had your, I messed up and I'm so sorry. Like, stop messing up.
He needs to spend some time with Jelly Roll, right?
Yes.
Jelly Roll will get him on the straight and narrow.
I agree. Jelly Roll has already been through, you know, and seen the light.
Yes.
And
you need court-ordered Jelly Roll, sir.
Yes, yes. Let's make them be friends. They have to spend time together. I like that idea. Okay, and we talked about this. It is so exciting to be pulled up on stage in the middle of your favorite artist's concert. Like, all of the lights, all of the glam. Like, it's so cool. Ricky Martin had that experience. He got pulled on stage during Madonna's Celebration tour in Miami over the weekend. He was invited to come up on stage and judge outfits for Madonna's backup dancers. They were performing her song Vogue.
It's quite the involved show bit.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. It is. It's a lot going on.
And is it always a famous person or just Ricky Martin happened to be at this one?
I think Ricky Martin happened to be in and she knows he's a fan. Yeah. So let's bring Ricky Martin up. That'll be
That's
fun.
Awesome.
He ended up getting a bit of a lap dance from one of the dancers on stage. And then it was like, okay, well, this performance is now over. Please, Ricky Martin, go back to your seat and we're going to move on to the next song. And some people in attendance took pictures. And the pictures are now all over social media and people are wondering, based on the pictures, it looks like Ricky Martin was so excited. Maybe he was a little too excited.
Like the opposite of an eclipse, if you get my drift.
He was very noticeably at attention.
Yeah.
And a lot of people had some questions. Like, so are you going to address that? He then went on social media and he thanked Madonna for the opportunity to join her on stage. But he did not say how excited he was.
On behalf of me and little me, right? Yeah. What do you want there?
What do you want him to say?
Little Ricky, salute you. Is that what you want? What do you want?
Fair point. I don't know what you're supposed to say to that. I don't know what you say. Yeah. Maybe it's best that we all just look away. Just pretend it's not happening.
Everything still works.
It's fine. It's fine. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
It's Distracted Driver Awareness Month. And to make us super aware of that fact, we brought in a special guest trooper, Bob Conrad. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me in.
Thanks for making time. We always love when you can join us for a couple of segments on the Morning Scramble. You guys just wrapped up a week plus of special enforcement. Did we get the month going on the right foot, do you think?
We did. I think, yeah, we got out there. I made a few contacts, we call that, because when we stop somebody and tell them not to do it or
it's
give
a
them
contact.
A ticket. Yeah, so
it's a
yes.
contact. I like that.
Yeah. I want more. Nice. I want none, but if I need to know, more contacts, less tickets.
But it's a good reminder for people, right? Because we get so wrapped up in like, oh, but this is a really important text.
It is. And think about the number one thing that you don't put down during the day. When you lose something, what do you get? Convulsions come from, where's my phone?
Yeah.
And we've trained ourselves to do that. So when we get behind the wheel, that attitude's still there and we can't seem to put it down because we've trained ourselves not to put it down.
So when you were doing special enforcement for those contacts, Iowa law says what? What were you looking for?
So basically what we're looking for is people that have their phone in their hand, distracted, using it for things other than. Now, if you're over 18, you can use your phone to make a phone call. You can use your phone to look at the maps on it. If you're under age 18, you cannot use any of that stuff. The only thing you can use is your phone is connected to an in-car device. Basically, that screen in your, you can use it for the map process
sure.
for under 18 there. But otherwise, 18-year-olds and below or under below, so 17 and below
yep.
to be exact, cannot be having that phone in their hand doing anything in that vehicle.
Period.
Period. And so when we look at drivers going down the interstate, the highways, wherever it is, we're looking for people that are distracted and what they're doing. You know, if you have both thumbs on your phone, you're probably not making a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on the phone, I'll give you a prime example. I had a young man that was driving, completely lost his lane because the lane ended and had to drive on the shoulder around another vehicle to get back to the roadway. And the whole time I was up next to him in a marked squad car trying to get him to put his phone down and get to see me. And he didn't see me. And then he had to see me. And then he had to get tickets. So,
gosh.
We don't want to give tickets, but I'm going to tell you, when it's that dangerous, when literally he went off the road, went around a semi to get back onto the highway, that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a huge problem.
Yeah.
I don't want to There are more distractions in a vehicle than just a phone.
Absolutely.
Do those count or are you just looking at phones?
So there's really no law against eating your French fries, right? Or doing something like that. Even talking to a person can be very distracting. If you've ever noticed, sometimes when we make mistakes, we make it because we're talking to somebody else. Our
mm-hmm.
attention is diverted. So that is still a distraction. There's no law against that though. So, but the law is against crashing your car, against, going out of your lane, speeding, hitting somebody from behind, tailgating, stuff like that. So there are laws. When you're distracted, you break other laws. So does that make sense?
I got you. Okay. Yeah. So when I tell my kids, like, you guys are going to get mom pulled over because you're distracting me from driving, that's not...
That's kind of accurate. Okay. I would say you're accurate.
But
I'd say you're right.
Kind of accurate.
Perform an illegal action while driving because you're distracted.
Because you're so distracted.
Trooper Bob's coming for you.
See?
That's the way it's going to go.
We're
going to
make a contact.
He's going to make a contact with you.
He's going to be contact.
I want to start in the passenger seat. If yeah. I'm in a vehicle, maybe I'm in that 16 to 18 range and then a little older, it's got to be uncomfortable if I know my friend's distracted. What are conversations I can easily have to say, hey, you got to put that phone down?
Absolutely.
Do I just need to be that frank about it?
You do. You need to be forward about it, right? Okay. Because I still remember one time when my youngest daughter came home and she said, Dad, we went to this event. I was in the back seat. The driver was texting and I was very uncomfortable and I told them to quit. And they're like, don't worry about it. And she says, I'm going to not ride with him again. That was a great choice, right?
Yeah.
So, but as a pastor, I think you need to say something. It's mm-hmm. a, see something, say something. We've been taught that since kindergarten. And so tell them, hey, can I help you with your phone? Can I text that? Hey, if you need a text, I'll drive. Now, it may not be an option for your children, Claire, right. but nevertheless, you know, it's one of those situations.
Good intent.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, see something, say something. As a passenger, I think it's very good to say, I will help you text. Give me your phone. Tell me what you want. You know, again, my children enjoyed that up to the point they found out they were getting used to, mm-hmm. You know, use my phone and text. And like, hey, can you call this person, text that person? I'm like, we're not your secretary or your administrative assistant here.
Right.
So, but no, I think that makes perfect sense, right? Because once the crash happens, it's too late.
Yeah.
So...
So now I'm in the driver's seat. Maybe some, you said, like, we are addicted to this thing. It's,
yeah.
I know exactly where mine is right now. It feels weird when you don't have it.
Yeah.
How should I be getting in the car and really teach myself to not need it?
You know what? There are apps that are out there. There's apps for everything. One of them will shut your car or your phone down when your car starts moving. Put it on airplane mode. Saves your battery. A double great thing. You
yeah.
know? So do something that says, I'm not going to mess with my phone. Shut the ringers off. Do whatever. Hand it to a passenger. You know, at one point in time, we were handing out these bags that actually cut the signal. So you stick in the bag, and cut the signal off, and so it couldn't get any signals. So there's so many things to do. But the biggest thing is just training yourself mm-hmm. to not be that important, right? You know, we convince ourselves every day, we got to have the phone with us, because I hear it. The people you pull over, well, I was waiting for a text from my daughter.
You have no idea how important that message I was getting was.
Exactly. Yeah. You hear that all the time. And I also tell parents this too. So when you're in the driver's seat, you're also training your children. I don't care if they're 3 years old, 5 years old in the back seat. They're watching you on that phone. So then they know that. And when I teach driver's ed, I always ask the students, and parents understand this, when I ask the students, what do your parents do wrong? They tell me everything. So,
that gets me. Like, they're watching you and they're learning from you.
They are soaking it up.
Yeah.
Our guest this morning on the Morning Scramble from the Iowa State Patrol, Trooper Bob, doing our part to be the megaphone for the story as April is National Distracted Driving Awareness Month. And it's been an ongoing goal with the State Patrol to make sure to get deaths on Iowa's roadways down.
Absolutely. That is the number one goal, right, Trooper Bob?
Absolutely. You know, we did something kind of interesting at the State Fair this last year. We questioned people. What, you know, and say, hey, you're here talking to us. You can't get a ticket. We're not taking your name down. We're not looking at your car. How many are you driving distracted? Oh, over 50% said they were driving distracted. So when you think about that, those are the people that told us the truth.
Mm.
There might have been a few people that walked up there, didn't quite, you know, say, hey, Trooper, I drive distracted. But that's a scary fact. So when you look at that, and you know, you're four times more likely to be involved in a crash if you're driving distracted. We look at thousands of people that are killed each year, and we do see a little bit of trend, just some happy news, of people doing less hands phone and more hands free.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps a little bit. But the number one thing when you're on a phone is that distraction of your mind. So, you know, you have the hands on it. That's a physical thing. Visibility, not looking at the road when you're looking at your phone. And sometimes if you look down, it's 2 to 5 seconds. It's like driving a football field with your eyes closed. And so I did a thing on a simulator one time. And he said, okay, now close your eyes for 5 seconds. And almost everybody that I watched and myself were like all over the road, right? That's what you're doing when you're on your phone and you're looking at that message and pulling your mind from driving. So it's just an important fact that we got to get our head up and be in the game.
And if you think about it too, you've had those moments of driver amnesia where, like, because you were slightly distracted,
right,
all of a sudden you forgot you passed North Liberty.
Your mind wanders.
Your mind wanders,
did
yeah.
Did I really just pass that?
Exactly.
We call it asleep at the wheel. It happens to everybody because
scary.
You allow yourself to go somewhere else.
Absolutely. Well, okay. It's intentional, right? It takes a little bit of intention to focus and not be distracted behind the wheel. Trooper Bob Conrad, thank you for giving us a little bit of a lesson on that. If you don't mind just sticking around for a second, because
absolutely,
we thought you would be a great authority to help us. We have a brand new safety person on staff. Safety captain of Z1 to 2.9, producer Ben. And we're wondering if you can maybe help him out and guide him in the ways of safety.
I came prepared.
Yes. He's ready to go. He's Trooper Bob. Always. He's like Batman. That utility belt.
Oh, yeah.
He's ready to go.
Always prepared.
Continuing to join us in studio from the Iowa State Patrol, Trooper Bob with the Morning Scramble.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
Got a full house here, Claire.
Yes, we do. With good reason. We've got Trooper Bob Conrad in this morning talking about distracted driving. We need to stop doing that. But we thought we would take advantage of your presence, Trooper Bob, to maybe help us a little bit. We've got a brand new officer on our staff. He's our safety captain, Producer Ben. And Producer Ben is learning all about the many different kinds of safety. We've already given him a little bit of severe weather training, but we thought that there are a lot of things that have to do with vehicles. And Producer Ben's also the vehicle captain here. So we thought maybe that there are some things that you could teach him about vehicle safety.
Or just building safety, company safety. I have a feeling maybe the Iowa State Patrol has their fingers in a little bit of all of that.
We do a lot of different things. Absolutely. And Captain, I feel like I need to salute you. So,
yes, you should.
You know, that's a big rank.
It's, well, we had a boat it's, hat. That's like recently.
It's Cap'n, kind of like Crunch.
Oh, okay. That makes some sense. Yeah.
But he'll take the salute either way.
So we have experience or skills at this then, or we've got to get there.
I'm developing it.
You're developing. So we're getting to that level. Okay. Well, we definitely can help you do that. So our main goal today probably is to foster a culture of safety, right? You know, make sure that we have a safe workplace, that we have a safe vehicle, stuff like that. So as we move forward, so I brought some things for you.
Okay.
To help you with this. First of all, you have to have the official junior trooper badge.
He's got a badge.
So, you know, that is very important. And then we talked about contacts earlier. I brought the official a safety post-it note contact form. So there you go.
So it's not I'm writing you a ticket. I'm making contact.
So as he's working in the workplace, trying to make it safer, these post-it notes will come in very handy. And you can see they're official.
Yeah.
So they have our official State Patrol logo on there. And then you've got to have the sunglasses. And these are Iowa State Patrol sunglasses.
Oh,
so, yeah, they say Iowa State Patrol on the side. I know, right? They
are very quick to put on the uniform.
Yes, he's suiting up.
I already have my badge on, too.
Badge is on. Look, those are sunglasses.
I know it's radio, but that is official there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay.
That's fantastic.
So, obviously, we have to conduct safety analysis. You have to do things like identify issues and find corrective action. So, I'm sure you'll be good at that. Are there any that come to mind right now?
You maintain all four of our stationed vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a persistent problem from a safety standpoint or maybe fellow drivers that Trooper Bob can address that you can think of?
I've stopped a lot of cars. How they look inside?
They're
organized, disorganized.
Pretty organized.
Pretty organized.
Okay. I think we need to.
Maybe here's a good question. We've got these little kits in there.
Yeah.
They're kind of radio focused. If we had a basic safety kit, Trooper Bob, what would be a good thing for our four station vehicles? Always have.
So always have in there. Have a safety kit, a first aid kit. You know, jumper cables are a great thing. You know, I know you go on remotes and stuff like that. So having that case, a battery goes dead. Obviously, with your safety of the vehicle, making sure the tires are aired up, make sure they don't have flat tires, make sure that the windshield wipers are changed, because when you have bad windshield wipers, that's a big thing. Filling them with fluid, you know, I'm sure that's part of your job. You probably got a checklist, don't you? You're pretty official. So
I think he does it from memory.
So you look at stuff like that.
I keep a spreadsheet of some kind.
Do you?
Yeah, we could probably help you out with that. You know, they talk about it's going to be a little harder when people borrow vehicles, but having like water and snacks and stuff in there in case you get stranded. Having a good charging cord for a phone, because even though we tell you not to be distracted in a vehicle, if you need to call 911 for a reason. So, you know, obviously you're going to have training with all the employees to say, hey, if you break down the side of the road, get as far off as you can. Stuff like that. Just huge to make sure that they're safe.
But I think one thing Trooper Bob doesn't know about this company is we have a specific staff policy. If you're caught on a phone in a station vehicle, you no longer work for that company. So,
really?
Yeah, we are. It's a zero tolerance policy when it comes to distracted driving in the building.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's great because that does foster the attitude of safety in a workplace. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously you need to drive the vehicles once in a while, make sure the brakes work, because sometimes people don't always communicate the best. So when they jump in and go somewhere, it needs to be an operational condition. So
I like hearing that you've got a spreadsheet, Producer Ben. It makes me feel very safe. And as our safety captain, that's how I should feel in your presence always.
There's the unknown, though. Like, what would be the weirdest, wildest thing we really need to make sure he knows what to do?
Not that I think this is going to happen, but if there was like a roadside emergency. And the one that always pops into my head is like, what if I think that the troopers have to do this? if like,
okay, you're scaring me.
What if there is the miracle of birth?
You know,
I know it's the wildest scenario, but I know that you've experienced, like, right? It happens, and like, you have to be there and you have to be ready.
It has. And so here's the thing. We're actually trained to do that. Every 3 years,
you
I believe it is.
You take a class?
They come in and they give us a class, a PowerPoint, right?
Yeah.
And PowerPoint to birth. And so it's one of those situations where we talk about what to do. The number one thing, you have an idea what that might be?
Call somebody else.
Catch is a good one. Yeah, call someone else. Remain calm. So that's the number one thing they talk about.
It's harder to catch if you're a little wild.
Is remain calm. Another two thing you need to think about is pull over. Believe it or not, I will get people that will be speeding, going fast, running people off the road, and I stop them, right? They're having a baby. So you got to pull over. Call 911, right? So We need to make sure we call 911. Trooper Ben.
Trooper Ben.
I almost got it there. So, Captain Ben. So always remember that. Call 911. That's a great one to put in your toolbox. Okay. So, but call 911. Let us know where you're at. Pull over because it's not going to continue safely. When we get there, before I even get to that point, make sure the mom is comfortable, right? Okay. A lot of times we got to get off the roadway. And off the roadway just doesn't mean pull on a shoulder. I mean, if you're on an interstate, it's kind of hard to get off. But if you can get off an off ramp or a rest area, if you're on a side road, get off in a parking lot, something like that.
More space.
Exactly. And again, get on 911. Tell them your location. Make sure you know your location. Take that extra second. We call it 4x4 breathings where you go in and out. And that's good for the person helping too, right? because you got to know where you're at. Otherwise, we can't get someone to you. But get the mother into the back seat so she can lay down more safe, comfortable position. That also will slow down the process because we do want to slow that process down to get the ambulance there.
So. Very informative.
Yeah.
Very informative.
And like I said, I don't think it's going to happen.
And you made a comment about catch. That is true. One of the parts of our training is when a person is having a baby, the baby's coming out. Do not, Captain Ben, remember this. Do not pull on the baby, but be ready to catch the baby. Okay. That is part of it.
Let's repeat that one more time. Do not pull on the baby, but be ready to catch the baby.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
I can't believe I guessed right.
I think that is the best phrase to end this interview with. Do not pull on the baby, be ready to catch the baby. Trooper Bob from Highway Patrol, thank you for joining the Morning Scramble. Distracted driving, very important that we talked about that. All of the tools provided for Captain Ben. If you could send us a copy of that PowerPoint.
Yes,
that
definitely.
Certainly please would be appreciated. So.
Tell us your story. It's Songversations with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Hey, shout out to Renee for inspiring our Songversation this week. She had this moment where she was in the car with her mom. Song came on the radio and it just made her cringe to have her mom hear the lyrics to I Wanna Sex You Up by Color Me Bad.
And it was even worse that her friend was singing along with it.
And her friend knows all the words. You know your mom knows you know all the words. Ah, what a cringy moment.
The equivalent of this in music, in movies, is when at about probably a teenage age or a little older, you put in a movie that either you don't know what's going to happen or you forgot a particular scene was in it.
Oh yeah, there's a love scene.
And there's a love scene and you're sitting within a foot or two proximity of your parents.
So weird.
And it's more awkward if you try to leave.
Right.
So nobody says anything and then that's the longest love scene in the world. Those cringy moments happen when you're watching something and clearly when you're listening to music, maybe they walk in on you in the bedroom, right? And you're listening to something you think you're listening to privately.
Sure.
Or it pops on the radio.
But it just hits differently when you're listening to that music in front of your parents. It happens. It happens to people. Producer Ben, it's happened to you.
It from time to time. When I was younger, I didn't really have very many examples of stuff like this because my mom was a country fan, and I don't really see country music as like
it's very
dirty or
no,
bad.
No, it's nice.
So not until like after middle school did I start listening to stuff that I would be uncomfortable to listen to in front of my parents.
You started getting older and developing your own tastes.
Yes. But
are you trying to make him feel good about it now?
It's natural, Ben. It's natural.
Your body's just going to change and it's just going to do that.
It's okay.
Is this a moment now that you feel uncomfortable in front of us?
Yes.
I think, yes, good. That's what we were going for.
Mission accomplished.
All right. How about we give everybody a little flavor of the song and then Ben can give us the story behind it.
Okay.
Here's what Ben submitted.
What's wrong with that one?
Title and artist, please.
That's Lil Wayne, Lollipop.
Yeah, that'd be weird. That'd be super weird.
Were you into that music and you got caught? Or as you look back now, you like that song. You're like, oh God, what would have happened?
It's more I like that song, oh God, what would have happened? I think any, there's a lot of dirty songs. And I think pretty much any dirty songs or like even Snoop Dogg style songs, like anything about like bad like,
mom would not have things. Taken that well.
Bad behavior, right? Yeah. Adult, a super adult behavior.
Sure.
Which is what worked for Momtroversy last week. Because imagine little kids singing that song, right?
No,
could you imagine your seven-year-old going, ah, cringeworthy.
I actually see the kids pop. It's about candy. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you're making it dirty. Don't do that.
Stop it.
That's our Songversation for the week. That's the moment we're trying to capture. The song that made you feel so uncomfortable because it came on or it was on and somehow you and your parents are now in the same proximity. Whoa. And you have to address it. It's happening in that moment. Or did you ignore it? How did it go down? What was that song? It's our Songversation at 200-1029.
Talking about music, memories, and life. It's Songversations with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Big shout out to our listener, Renee, for answering Momtroversy last week, but really gave us this idea for Songversations for this week.
She's like, I can't really play on the Momtroversy thing because we were asking, what song do you hear your kids sing and it makes you cringe? She's like, I've actually been the kid and listened to a song with my mom in the car, and the whole moment made me cringe to have her listen to the lyrics of that filthy, dirty song.
Those moments then just get seared into your brain. I'm going to bring you one that takes me back to my junior high years. And this is about the time, we talked about this a little bit earlier with producer Ben. You're starting to develop your own taste in whatever. Mm-hmm. Music, entertainment. I'm finding like Saturday Night Live, I'm making attempts to stay up late and watching it. This is during the Billy Crystal years, which kind of gives you an idea of the time frame, right? So Billy Crystal, up and coming comedian.
Sure.
Doing some stuff on SNL. All of my friends are watching the same shows. We're joking about Billy Crystal as a comedian. I didn't know he had a stand-up album. And I think it was one of my friend's dads had it. So he made me a copy.
No way.
Bootleg, man.
Cool.
So I would listen to it in the privacy of my bedroom, not thinking it was that contraband, but at the same time, and it, compared to even Eddie Murphy at the time, this is light stuff, but it's what you think's light and what your parents think are light. There's an entire segment of this album, which is Billy Crystal Marvelous, where he talks about puberty, urges you have as a teenager.
Yeah, which can be an awkward time for anybody.
Going over on your first date and like your libido is probably taking over the scenario. I was giving you a sample. This is not that bad. He probably does a good 8 minutes on just that idea of going over at a young age as your body's changing.
And ready to be frisky.
And the body reacts in the ways that it does. Mm. And you have this inner libido voice. It's like, now! And how it's different for boys than girls.
Mm.
That's what's on the cassette in my room. And at some point in the course of that day, mom went in. My guess is probably was putting laundry away. Decided to just hit play on whatever was in the stereo. And that's it. I get home, nothing is said. I go upstairs thinking it's going to be in there, and I go and look. It's like that cassette is missing.
What?
And then it was one of those, looking for this?
Phil?
Do you realize what you're listening to? Where'd you get this? So then we had to have a conversation about what was appropriate and not appropriate for my age. Which is also very awkward because it's very sex-based.
Yeah.
And that entire Billy Crystal bit, I can recite. That entire thing is still seared into my brain. I'm guessing maybe a couple weeks later, it kind of magically worked its way back into the room.
Sure.
But a point was to be made, but it had to be embarrassing for her. It was clearly embarrassing for me.
For yes. Both of you.
For me at the time, it's like, oh my God, my mom is embarrassing. We talk about sex. I have to look back now and thinking like, I bet she hated that moment.
Yeah,
but you kind of had to step up and you had to be a parent.
She didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
She didn't want to have that conversation. She wanted to give you your clean laundry that she cleaned for you.
I clean your laundry. I pick up after you, I cook your meals, and this is how you treat your mother.
And now I find out you're listening to smut.
This filth.
Filth.
So that's my embarrassing story for our Songversation.
Well, what do you got? All the time we have for today.
Nope, Claire.
So, no.
Claire, there's one person left in this room that has not told a story.
Oh, man.
And that is you.
I would like to just blame the innocence of youth, and I was not that young. I believe I was probably college aged, but I was home for the summer and working a summer job, and we all really liked the movie Office Space. And Office Space had a very tough soundtrack, and somebody again with the burned copies, we had a CD, and we all listened to it because, like, we worked together, and like, we developed this kind of groupthink mindset that this is the best music ever. And for whatever reason, we had a random day off, and I invited my best friend. We're gonna come over, and we're gonna sunbathe, and we're gonna listen to our Sound of the Summer CD. And I thought it'll be fine because we'll be outside. And windows are soundproof, right?
Wrong.
Wrong. So I can't even give you the full version of the filth that I was listening to, but I have taken some time and I have edited the song just a bit. And my mom, like, comes and she opens.
That's just 8 seconds, by the way. And what did I count? 5 beeps?
Yes. It's the whole thing all the way. And it's loud because we're outside, and it's fine because no one can hear inside. It was not fine. My mom's like, what in the world? Like, I have all younger siblings, and she's like, this is not okay. You have to turn this off. Like, no more. What is this?
Did she bring them out with her hands over their ears? What have you done to your sister?
No, she's like just cracking. Like, she doesn't even want to come outside because it's
flame. You're getting yelled at through a window crack? That makes it even better.
It's so bad. She's like, why? What are you doing and why? At minimum, turn it down or off. Oh,
at least you got turn it down.
I guess.
I do appreciate that.
I guess. But like, what was I thinking? Why did I think that it would be soundproof?
That's a good question.
It was so not
how it works.
So not soundproof.
This is what I love. Different songs, different environments, but the feeling of embarrassment is exactly the same.
Ugh.
Did you experience, as I now think back growing up, the parental advisory label going on something?
Oh, yes.
And then was it your goal to buy that, and yet somehow still your parents caught you listening? There was the whole play music backwards phenomenon. Any of these stories work out perfectly for our Songversations. The song that made you uncomfortable to listen to in front of your parents. Join that conversation right now.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.